Prayers from Ephesians, chapters 1 and 3. I pray to you, God, my Heavenly Father, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory and majesty, and ask that you would give me the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in the full knowledge of you, so that the eyes of my mind will be spiritually enlightened to see, that I may know the confidence of your invitation, the abundant glory of all that is included in my inheritance through Jesus Christ, and to know the exceeding magnitude of your miraculous power toward me, because I commit my trust according to the working of your mighty power and strength, which you worked in Jesus when you raised Jesus up from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heaven. Far above all principalities, far above all authority of every jurisdiction, far above all powers, far above all dominions and governments, and far above every name that has ever been and ever will be in this world's age and the age that is to come. God, you put all things under the authority of Jesus by placing them under his feet. You gave Jesus authority to be the head over all the church, the assembly of believers, which is his body. Because Jesus is my Lord and Savior, I am a part of his body, joined with him. Through Jesus, I have been given authority over all the power of the enemy. For the following reason, I bow my knees to you, God, my Heavenly Father, the one from whom every person in heaven and earth is named, that you would grant me, according to the abundance of your majesty and splendor, to be empowered through your Holy Spirit who is living and active in me, that your Son Jesus will permanently dwell in my spiritual heart through faith, that I, being firmly established with a solid foundation of your unconditional love, which the Holy Spirit has shed abroad in my heart, will have the ability to comprehend with my mind the width, length, height, and deep mysteries of the unconditional love of Jesus, which excels beyond all knowledge, that I may be complete with all the fullness of you. My Heavenly Father, you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or can comprehend with my mind, according to the miraculous power of your Holy Spirit who is living and active in me. To you be the honor, praise, and worship throughout all generations and eternity. Amen.